Englisch, Musterprüfung 2.
3.
Conversation about global warming.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our radio feature, The Talk. My name is Jenny, and my guest today is Emma. Hi, Emma. Nice to have you here.
Hello, Jenny. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Emma, you are my guest today because you have an important topic for our show, The Talk. Please share your thoughts with us.
I will. For more than 3 weeks, I have been unable to go to sleep until late at night, worrying that my children won't be living in the same world as I do. They may even have no world to live in and just die from global warming or other threats that come along with it.
Thank you for sharing your fears with us. From my work as a journalist, I know that lots of other young people are worrying about global warming and the climate crisis too. There's even a term for it, eco-anxiety. I believe that it is very important and helpful to remember that you are not alone with your feelings, especially when you are worrying about such a crucially important topic as climate change.
Thank you for your advice. Indeed, it is very helpful to talk about my feelings. Sharing my worries with other people does help to feel a little better. There are also podcasts by young people talking about how they deal with their eco-anxiety, and you can also read a lot about it on blogs. The offers are manifold, but I still can't find any rest.
Statistics show that eco-anxiety is being felt more and more by people as they realize that climate problems are real and that there will be many more problems connected to them. But anxiety is not the only emotion many people feel, is it?
You are bringing up a very important point. These people, including me, also experience feelings of grief, anger, guilt, fear, shame, and, above all, panic. This emotional cocktail can be really confusing and creates even more unrest and anxiety.
I really admire your and these people's empathy, even if it sounds exhausting to live through all these emotions day by day. I think your fears, even if they are not nice to experience, are a very important reaction to what is happening in the world. We should change the name for it. I would prefer to call it eco-awareness or eco-empathy, to put a positive spin on it.
I like that idea, and thanks for your kind words. I figured out that one of the best ways to deal with my eco-awareness is to take action. I joined a group that is organizing flash mobs to raise awareness and to help protect the environment. Or if you don't have enough time to work in such groups, you could just support your local Fridays for Future demonstrations.
At the beginning, you said that you are often up until late at night because you worry about the future. I want you to recognize all the positive energy you bring into this world, and that what you are doing is great. You need your sleep to have the energy to continue what you are doing right now. Be kind to yourself and allow yourself to sleep. I hope that you can find a balance between worrying about things and appreciating the good things happening around you.
Again, thank you for your advice. It has been really good talking to you. I think I will focus on the positive spin you mentioned earlier. That will help me a great deal, I guess.
That's the spirit. It has been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks for inviting me. Goodbye.